Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's get this thing started, y'all. Let's go.
Hold on. You know, sometimes we show too much, and sometimes we ain't showing enough. There you go. What's going on, y'all? Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show all up in your area. Power Monday, June 26th. Let's get this thing started. Tonight, we have an important show tonight. You know, the internet is on fire. You know, the internet is always on fire with some type of story. You know, we get all kinds of information from all kinds of places all around the world. And sometimes when we hear about some of these stories, it really, really pulls at our heartstrings and sometimes calls us to action. And there's just certain times when our opinions can make things happen or undo things. And tonight, what we have to talk about is going to be no different than that. Tonight, we are talking about a 14-year-old boy who eliminated another man after a man punched his mother in the face. Now, the details of the assault and the retaliation are different now. Had you checked this story yesterday or possibly the day before or the day before that, you may have gotten a different version and a different view of the details of the story. But I'll give you a short synopsis. Basically, what we have is a situation where a mother, a 35-year-old woman, was at a hot dog restaurant, and somehow an argument ensued between her and an employee of the restaurant. During the verbal altercation between the employee and the mother, he punched the woman once or twice in the face. Now, if you limit yourself to one video, you see. A version of him hitting the woman, but you can't tell where he hit her or exactly how he hit her. If you check deeper into another video, you can clearly see where the woman was punched by the man, and you can see her reaction to it and everything like that. So there are different videos with different reactions to the videos. So, of course, the internet is what it is, and because there are so many different videos and versions circulating the internet. Originally, in the original versions of the story and in the videos, you see where the woman is assaulted, and later on she goes and gets her son and comes back to the restaurant, hands her son the firearm, and the son demands, and the man is no longer here with us. So watching that video, you get the sense of irresponsibility when it came to the mother dealing with her child and dealing with a personal violent situation that she was going through. Let me be clear about this whole situation. This is not a domestic violence situation. This is not a situation in which a snap decision was made to defend anyone. And if you check today's videos and versions, you will see a big difference between what happened actually and what is being said that happened. So, you know, people are cognizant about how the law works and how arrests are made and how their future will be affected by all of this. And now you see the difference and why the story has sort of grown legs. And some people are feeling relief and even what I would describe as a sense of relief or a sense of justice. They feel like justice has been done. I would be interested to hear the way that the man who has been eliminated family feels. I would be very interested in hearing that, because although people who are assailants or commit crimes
although they are legally wrong, they aren't always justified in their punishment. Whether their punishment is dealt out by the justice system or whether it's dealt out by the victims themselves. And that's not something that's always clear when we're talking about violent situations in this world. And the internet will have everyone saying what they would do and how they feel and what they think is right. And I get it. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has an opinion. And we're all entitled to the way that we feel. And I have no problem with that. But that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun752. With this, your daily go-get-a-mism show. We do this every single day. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Get-A-Mism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also tonight on this June 26th, the time of cancer. Cancer time all up in the area, all up in this area. Cancer stand up. We are talking about, was the 14-year-old wrong to defend his mother that far? That's how I had to title the video. That's not exactly what I wanted to say. But, you know, YouTube is acting so funny about words that describe accurately what happened. You know, you can't – I don't know how much you can say or can't say, but I do know how much they will eliminate your videos from the algorithm if you use certain words at certain times in certain ways. So I'm going to follow suit because I want my videos seen just like everybody else. I'm trying to put out the information and have the information be heard and seen. So – that's what we're talking about tonight. What do y'all think? Have any of you seen the video? Have any of you seen the video of the footage, the original footage, the footage later on after probably some talks were made and some ideas were born and the videos today? Now, ultimately, what we have right now at this hour, 7:21 p.m., 6:21 Central Standard Time, which is where the incident happened in Chicago. The mother and the son, the charges have been dropped. The criminal charges toward the mother and the son have been dropped as of now. Now let me make sure y'all understand something, because a lot of people are breathing a sigh of relief when they found out that the mother and the son charges against them have been dropped. If you know how the law works, people think that just because the charges have been dropped now, that they can't pick up they can't be rearrested, because people are thinking in terms of double jeopardy and you can't be charged twice. I mean, you can't be tried twice for the same crime. You can't be tried for the same crime, but you can be arrested twice for the same crime, as evidence mounts. Now, police, prosecutors, they don't like to make snap arrests. They don't like to make arrests without having a lot of evidence to support the arrest, because they want the arrest to go straight to conviction. So any arrests that are made, or any evidence that is collected, and any other data that will support the arrest and lead to a conviction is what they're looking for. So they want to make sure that they have all of their ducks in a row before they make an arrest on average, so it can lend credibility to the justice system itself. They know that a lot of people, especially our people, have a lot of contempt for the justice system. We never feel like we get a fair shake. And it's often true. But in this case, this is a little bit different. Because although the justice system doesn't normally bend to the pressures that we put on, I mean, think about all of the police officers who have eliminated our people who are unarmed. And when there was video evidence to support that our people who were eliminated were unarmed, not causing a problem, not putting anyone in harm's way. Think about how many police officers were never arrested, never charged, and never stood trial for that. And were never arrested because of pressure, not coming from us. Now, this is a situation where the pressure was coming from us. The internet actually won this time. But what we want to see tonight is whether the internet really won and if they deserve the win. So that's what we're talking about tonight. So who has seen the video? Has anyone out there seen the video? Let me see. Let me see. All right. So you know what? I'm going to put this. USA Today put up a video. This is the original video that you would have seen if that link right there, that's the original video that you would have seen before the charges were dropped. This article right here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right. This here video right here is an article that can update you on what is going on right now. So you can check those out for your viewing pleasure, for your viewing pleasure. As a matter of fact, now see, when I posted the video, I had to be careful. Because I didn't want the video. I didn't want the video of the crime to come up in my news feed first, you know, instead of the actual YouTube video, the YouTube video. So I had to be careful with that. I had to be careful. I had to be, you know, I'm going to get you there if you're very careful. But what I'm going to do here, I'm going to fix. All right. Let me see. I'm not sure which video is dominant. So that's why I didn't want to. That's why I ain't want, you know what I mean? And that's why I ain't really want, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So how do I fix it on here? How fix it on here? Let me see. Okay. This is what I'll do. Did. All right. So when I post the video, I'm going to have to post it in a certain type of way to make sure that I get an accurate. Yeah, let me see here. Let me see. Okay. So that worked. That worked there. Anyway, okay, let me see what y'all got to say. See what y'all got to say about this here. Cal says, I heard something about this. I didn't see the video. Okay, this is sad on all levels. I think I definitely agree with that. And T. Carey Wright does also. Carol Simler says, I know a child will protect a parent, especially a male with his mother, but mom should have used better judgment and no, involved her child and not involved her child. No, I definitely agree. Vita B, what's going on? Carol Chamberlain, Stacey White, T. Carey Wright, Vita B. Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate you. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's good? It's good. Okay. Vita B says, I personally feel that the altercation could have been prevented. The news did not show what the mother said or did prior. And it depends on which video that you're looking at now. So they've been, you know, they've been flipping and bouncing and all of that because somebody has gotten in somebody's ear and said, yo, y'all going to get in trouble for this. But how did you not think they listen, like you can't. The mother who was involved in the altercation is a licensed gun owner. So she has a license to carry a firearm. What people don't seem to understand about the license to carry a firearm is it doesn't give you the right to just shoot anybody because they make you mad. And even in certain cases in which you were assaulted, you have to feel like your life was in danger. Like I had no other choice but to use this. And a punch in the face, if you see the video in which the woman, in which it shows the woman being punched in her face, well, I don't want to downplay or diminish the threat of violence or the power of violence, but evidently that ain't the first time that woman ever been punched in the face. I'm just going to look at it. I'm just going to put it that way. You know, everybody's struggle is everybody's struggle, and I don't condone domestic violence on any level, but that woman ain't new to any violent situation. Now, the argument that what's not clear to me is the argument that they were having that led up to the punch. That's what's unclear. I'm not sure of exactly why what happened. And that's the problem with a lot of video evidence now. A lot of people are, you know, filming clips and editing to show what they want to show. Because on the internet, we don't like long videos. We don't like videos in which we have to think and which we might have to. You know, we just want to cut to the chase. Everything is a short. Everything is a clip. Everything is a headline, and nothing is a story. So we're always reading and judging off of headlines, but we're not reading any stories. We're not reading any articles. We're not delving into any situations. We're not finding out what happened. We're not finding out what happened before. We're not finding out what happened during. All we see is a little video. And the news has been doing this. They're responsible for this type of propaganda because they've been doing it for years. You know, they do it to political opponents, and that's how we form opinions about certain politicians and about certain situations that involve citizens as well as politicians and world events and all of that kind of stuff. We get caught up in what we just saw. And we'll say, well, I saw the video. Yeah, but how long was the video? When something happens to in your life, is it a 30-second clip, 15-second clip? Because the video that you watch, that's all it was. So all you got was the end details. You didn't get what happened. What happened happened. You weren't there. And when you go to court, all evidence has to be collected. And it has to be shown and it has to be proven. And that all has to lead to either a conviction or an acquittal. So now that the charges has been dropped against the woman, by the way, the woman is 35 years old. I don't want to place any unfair judgment, but she's 35 with a 14-year-old son. So that means to me, if you do the math, she was 21 when she had her son. More than old enough to have children. No problem. But maybe a 45-year-old woman wouldn't have made that type of decision. 35 is definitely a full-fledged adult. Is it a full-fledged mature adult? Some people may say yes. There are times I would say yes. But I think of myself at 35, I was pretty compulsive. I'm sorry, I was pretty impulsive at 35 years old. At 35 years old, I was still drinking too. So I might have made some decisions that I definitely didn't make at 45. I was making decisions at 35 that were worlds apart at 45. Did I say that right? I meant 35 and 45. So, you know, and at 35 years old, I didn't have any children yet. I had my first child, my first biological child at 35 years old. So, you know, I was definitely a whole grown man when I started to have children, when I started to father children. Biological children, because, you know, I've been influencing kids all my life, and I would never dream of putting a young teenager in that position. I would never dream of it. Here's my thing. I wouldn't put one of my peers in that position when I was 14. Not doing it. You know, we didn't do gunplay in my world growing up. There were those who did, but it wasn't us. It wasn't me. It wasn't any of my peers. I don't have any peers. I don't have anyone that I grew up with, anyone that I hung out with, anybody that I was cool with who had any type of shootings on their hands at 14, 15, 16. We all waited until we were adults in order to start doing that type of stuff. We just didn't do that. But that was my circle. I can't speak for everybody else. But what I'm telling you is that 14 years old, somebody punching somebody in the face unjustifiably would lead to more punches in the face. It might lead to some brass knuckles. It might lead to some nunchucks. It might lead to some chains and bats. It might lead to some other family members and other friends and other supporters getting involved. Yeah, there might be a scene from the Warriors going on, but this is what wasn't going to happen. Nobody was going to be gone the next day. Nobody was going to be slow singing and flower bringing unless they were going to the hospital, you know, getting stitched up and that kind of stuff. So we were definitely retaliatory, violent, but we were not murderous. That's what we weren't. But that's me. I can't speak for everybody. I can't speak for anybody, but I'm just going to tell you what we were working with. All right. All right. So V to B says, either way, if a man or woman is being aggressive, if the nature I seen at all, oh, I'm removing myself from that situation. I hear that. Carol Chamberlain says, I didn't see it in its entirety, but it appears to be more to it. Like what could be provided, what it had, what what could have provoked it. I'm sorry. Yeah, and Vita says, there was not even 2 feet between them. She stood there. He said, one more thing, and I'm going to knock you out. Now, what in the world was said prior to this? That's what's missing. How is it that everybody's taping these videos, but they you ain't going to tell me that somebody don't have the whole argument? Because you know how it is when people start getting loud, when people start getting close to each other, when we're out here in the world, phones go out immediately. Oh, world star. I guess we don't say world star anymore. But people start taping. So somebody has the whole thing. But we ain't getting that part. That part is probably too long anyway. And maybe that wasn't important. What's important is he put his hands on that woman, and then we know what happened next. Kind of. We kind of know. Carol says, but her 14-year-old doesn't have a right to carry. Carol, you asking too many questions. You making too many statements. Anyone in the state of Pennsylvania who aids in the assault with a deadly weapon, license or no license, you forfeit that license. In the state of Pennsylvania, if you have alcohol in your system and the commission of defending yourself with your license for a firearm, guess what happens to your firearm? Null and void. Now, I can't say what the laws are in the state of Illinois, but the laws in Pennsylvania state that if you are in the influence or if you are under the influence of drugs or alcohol and you use a licensed firearm, you have essentially been in violation of that license and now it's considered to be revoked. And you're going to be arrested and tried, and now you have to defend yourself to the letter of really having to prove that you had no other choices in the matter. Because we know that when you're under the influence of alcohol or drugs or whatever, you're not thinking with the rationale of what is expected for somebody who is 100% sober would do. B2B says, what right did they have to turn back and keep shooting? And the laws in every state say that when you go back and get a weapon, if you've been able to walk away from a crime and instead of going to call the authorities, dial 911, get the police involved, you decide to come back and handle things on your own. There ain't no license to carry. There isn't even the oath of being a police officer that's gonna save you in that one. You got to handle that situation on the spot. You go back and get a weapon, it's over for you. And that's what I'm saying. That woman, the charges have been dropped because of mounting pressure from the internet. But the internet is not a judge, a jury, a lawyer, or anybody. So I don't think that we've heard the end of this. And if we have heard the end of this, Black people everywhere should be going crazy in another way. Because I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a family out there who has lost a loved one over a punch in the face who would say, yeah, well, he had that coming. Sure, you got mothers out here who have sons who have stuck up places, put guns in people's faces, done all kinds of crazy violent acts out here. And they said, no, but my baby ain't deserved to die. He didn't, and I get it. I get it. Nobody wants it to be their family member that these kind of things happen to. And on the surface, with your anger mounting, you would say, yeah, well, you know what I mean? You don't be punching, you don't be putting your hands on nobody's mom. Everybody don't defend their mom. Let's just put it out there. Let's keep it 100. Everybody don't defend their mom, even in the house. So you mean to tell me that, you know, listen, don't get me wrong, because I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl, but ain't no way my mama would have ever gave me no gun or even let me know that she was in that type of trouble if something like that ever happened to her out in the streets. And my mom has been in altercations with people, but she would never come home and say, Omar, I need you to do this. Or I need you to never, ever. She wouldn't do that. She wouldn't do that. Because a responsible parent is never going to put their children in harm's way or in a situation where their freedom could be compromised. That is not what a responsible parent does. Mother, father, auntie, uncle, grandparent, legal guardian, that is not what a parent does. That's not what a parent does. That's not what a coach does. That's not what a teacher does. That's not what a mentor does. That's not what a tutor does. That's not what a sane, rationally thinking adult does. You do not have children do your dirty work. I don't care. We know children, they are not, their brains have not been developed at age 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old to make those types of decisions. And that's why the jails are full of people that age. That's why. Because they haven't seen their future. They don't understand how it works. They don't understand how their emotions can affect their future forever. They don't get it. And they because they're bouncing ideas off of each other, nobody's there to tell them or straighten them out the right way. I don't mean to get on my rant and on my soapbox, but this is crazy. Vita says he was hurt at that point, fine, but not dead. But she made sure he was. First of all, he's shot in the back. How do you escape justice in a situation where you shoot someone in the back? How? BB says, then why? Why they left the crime scene? Because it was a crime scene. That's why, Vita, you asked the question and answered the question right there. Then why they left the crime? It was a crime scene. It was not a justice scene. It was not the scene of an accident or an incident. It was a crime scene. Crime. Carol says she nor her son is new to handling firearms. I don't know if any of y'all have ever been to Chicago. I don't want to paint Chicago the way that the news paints Chicago. But if you know anything about Chicago, man, listen. If you know anything about Chicago, you know that Chicago different, baby. Chicago different. Chicago, woo Lord. Chicago is different. Different. You understand what I'm saying? Like, man, Chicago is a different animal. It's a different deal. they call Chicago Chirac as a nickname. Iraq, Chirac, and that title is well earned. Chicago different. You go to Philly is violent. It ain't Chicago. The Philly cheesesteak violence is crazy. But it ain't nothing compared to that Chicago deep dish pizza violence. If you think about the history of Chicago, you know, going all the way back to Prohibition with the Al Capone days. And Chicago. 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 You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Chicago different. Yeah, if I put, man, I gotta post these videos a certain kind of way. Or the picture doesn't come up and it just not, you know. I know what I gotta do. I gotta post the video. And then I gotta go ahead and put in the the other link afterwards. What the heck? I don't know. Okay. This is what we're gonna do. All right. Vita B says, there's a high probability she threw out some threats prior, just saying. Cal agrees with that. I agree with that. Like, I'll be back. You'll see. You're going to regret that. I'll bet you. Okay. Cal says, sure won't. She had time to think about her actions. Mm-hmm. B2B says, charges increased at that point. Vita also says, I feel they was not wanting another riot, just saying. That man had a life, and they did not need to shoot to kill. No, I agree. And Carol says, I've had arguments and would never involve my children in any of it. And she also says, Carol also says, first of all, according to the law, he was no longer a threat. Somebody's going to have to come back and listen. Everybody, they are home right now, but I wouldn't be breathing a sigh of relief right now because somebody's working on this case. Somebody's working on this case, B2B says. I think if they got charged, you didn't know it was in Chicago? Streets would have been lit. Black on black crime. There was a lot missed on this. Well, I want to talk about the thing that was missed. And Vita B, you ain't lying, Omar. Oh, is the Chicago? the shy boy. Remember, Good Times was set in Chicago. You know what I mean? When Mad Dog was pressuring JJ to join the gang, and remember JJ got shot. Chicago. I don't know. All that cold be doing something to people in Chicago. I don't know. You would think that would keep people in the house and be like, all right, man, you know, I, when I see you this spring, it's going to be on. But right now, they make time for you in Chicago. TK Wright says, threats or no threats, he shouldn't have hit her like that. If I were her, I would have handled him myself. You know one thing that's lost in all of this? In another situation where there was no retaliation, there was no gunplay, and nobody was unalived, people would have been screaming and asking, how come no man defended her? Why didn't any man in that restaurant, why didn't any man handle that man for hitting her? Where's that question? Where's that question? We want to defend motherhood. We want to defend motherhood and defense of motherhood. Oh, you know, when a woman were assaulted on a New York train or on the streets and stuff like that, the question was, so ain't no men do nothing? Ain't no man pull him off of her? No man intervene? What happened to manhood? What happened to chivalry? What happened to defending the woman? What happened? Ain't nobody talking about that? Where's that part? Where's that part? So I'm sure, I mean, at a hot dog restaurant, I'm sure there was a man in there somewhere ordering a hot dog. Nobody said, yo, man, you don't put your hands on a woman like that. Because that's all I hear out here. You know what I mean? Whenever it's domestic violence, oh, no, I don't care. I've heard men say, I don't care if the woman puts her hands on him first. I don't care what a woman, you don't put your hands on no woman, no excuse. And I don't condone no man perpetrating violence on no woman. I don't care what she did. I don't care if she was all in his face. I don't care if her finger was right here. I don't care if she slapped him. I don't care if she punched him. I don't care if she busted up his windows and messed up his car. I don't care if she beat up his girlfriend. He don't put his hands on her. He go get his cousin. Go get his sister. Go get his mother. Go get his auntie. Go get his home girl from around the way, but his hands on her. We don't play. That's what niggas be saying. Y'all, I know y'all have heard men say it. Nope. No matter what, a woman can't beat a man, so a man don't have no business putting his hands on a woman. Well, where were the men in the restaurant? Ain't nobody say nothing. There's audio in the video. You hear him saying that if she says one more word, he's going to punch her. Where the men say, no, homie, you better not do that. You don't want to do that. Don't do that. Where's that? I didn't hear that. Maybe that was muffled in the background. You think they filtered that out? You think they filtered it? Maybe they filtered that out. Do you think they filtered it out? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show. And we are talking about, was the 14-year-old wrong to defend his mother that far? Was he wrong? Before we get out of here, we need to talk a little bit more about that. The title of the show, was the 14-year-old wrong to defend his mother that far? You know, we're going to talk about the accountability of adults. We also have to think about the kids. Because if we automatically say, yeah, he was right for defending his mother, okay. So in other situations where his mother might have been dead wrong, dead to rights, wrong, and where she may have manipulated her children, because we've had plenty of situations out here where mothers have had their children, you know, commit murders and all types of heinous crimes. You know, you have to do what your parents tell you to do. So if we say that he was right in defending his mother, are we saying that if his mother tried to hand him the gun and he didn't do it? What if he said, Mom, I don't know about that, Mom. I don't know about that. I don't think this is right. I don't want to do that. What have you been wrong? Now, of course, we would have never known about this story because that part wouldn't have made the video, right? If she handed him the firearm, let's say she went to go get him and didn't tell him what she wanted him to do. So let's say just like they saw, they have video, a video of her handing him the gun and him going in there and handling his business. What if video showed that she handed him the gun and they had a discussion. He was like, Mom, I don't know. Like, what if he just went and sat back in the car? Like, I think we should call the cops. I think we should get the authorities in here. I think we should call my dad. Or I think we should, you know, call my uncle, my grandfather, somebody. I think we should get another man in here. Or at least maybe we should go get my boys or something like that. I don't. Would he have been a punk? Would he have been wrong? If he's right for doing what I consider this crime for his mother in defense, you know, the way we try to throw around the word defense. If he was right in doing that, would he have been wrong? If he is somehow all the way right for doing what she asked him to do, would he have been all the way wrong for refusing to do it or being afraid? Something that we got to think about. That's something that we have to take into serious consideration. And it's something that I want y'all to think about. Because any of us can find ourselves in a situation similar to this. My sisters would not have asked me to do nothing like that. You know, it's easy to call upon somebody to be violent until the violence actually goes down and you start seeing, oh my gosh. If any of you have ever beat somebody to a pulp and looked at the faces of people around you and seen the horror on their faces, like, oh my gosh. If you've ever been in a fight so violent that it almost looked like you were about to beat someone to death, you know what I'm talking about. Or if you've seen someone beat someone close to death or whatever. You ever see somebody get knocked out? You know, we throw around the word knockout like it ain't, you know, he knocked them out. A knockout on the street is a lot different than a knockout in the boxing ring. A knockout in the boxing ring, you see like, whoa, man, he caught him. He caught him with a padded glove, though. You ever see a knockout on the street? You ever see somebody get put to sleep on the street, in the street, to the point where if a car could run over them because they are done? You ever seen somebody's boys have to carry them away or whatever, and they try to make light of it, like, man, you all right? You all right? No, you're not all right. You're not all right. Being knocked out is close to being killed. It's the same process. You keep beating someone while they're knocked out, guess what happens? Brain dead, lose oxygen, and all that kind of stuff. Serious stuff. Serious stuff. That's why the crime starts right after the knockout, because they're no longer a threat, and they are now in an emergent situation. Okay. And Carol says, saying and doing are truly different, Omar. Yes, they are. Oh, TK Wright says, you can hear a man in the video. What is the man saying? Because I couldn't hear it. What is he saying? And what is he doing? Because evidently they let this thing happen. You know, nobody rushed him. You said he went back to cooking his food after it was all done. Like, hot dogs, anyone? Franks. Franks for everyone. Okay. VDB says, I've seen an older man going out the door, too. It sucks. For real, we live in a time they want to grab a pistol first. Mm-hmm. Carol says, two lives were lost in this situation. A 14-year-old now may be tried as an adult. Vita B says, since I am from the show me state, I would have fought back with my fist. I would have grabbed a chair or anything in sight. Beat down is a beat down. She was wrong in my opinion. Yeah, y'all Kansas City chicks, yeah. And y'all St. Louis, yeah. When I say that she wasn't new to being punched in the face. Yeah. Y'all Midwesterners, boy, y'all. My cousins up in Chicago, in Milwaukee, they rumbling. Domestic violence, violence out in the street, they rumbling. They ain't taking no punches without giving none. This is what I know. Some of them may have gone a little, anyway, you know what I mean? Family business, family business. Okay. Carol says, true, Vita. Pick up what's nearest and go to work on them. Mm-hmm. Vita says she may have coached him in these situations. That 14-year-old was too laid back, not shaking or running. Carol says, in her eyes, I think she would have been angrier at him than the man who punched her. And ain't that something? Ugh. That's rough stuff. Rough stuff. TK Wright says, apparently in the black community, he would have been called weak if he didn't do it. Remember those videos that were going around last year where, you know, it was a prank video where mothers, aunts, and all of that were coming in the house to these young kids and saying, yo, I'm about to go beat this bitch ass and I need you to fight her son. I hated those videos so much. I hated those videos. And people thought that those videos were funny, and they were not funny. That's not funny. That's not funny. It's not funny. And now we have a situation that's exactly like that. Was it those videos that influenced this kind of stuff? I don't know. Could be. She's 35 years old. I bet you she's seen those videos. I bet you she has. And evidently, just like Vita said, maybe she coached him. Like, and you know, you see these videos. Now, what would you do if your mommy got into the situation like this? Mom, you know what I'd do. Mm-hmm, that's right, son. Maybe, but that's all speculation. That's all speculation. Vita B says his body language says to me, his mom has told him what to do if a ninja try her in these streets. Carol says, his body language also says to me he's not new to this. VDB says he came up with the hoodie on as if that was going to hide his identity. Reality was that he was feeling shameful. Well, he understands what his assignment was and what some of the consequences were. T. Carey Wright says, I seriously hurt someone before defending family members in a situation where there was no choice. The last time it happened, the image of their faces was concerning to me afterwards. Really no joke. It's really no joke. VDB says, just like a mother tells him to shoot the female female laughing and tries to take the gun, the 14-year-old knew his mom would pop off. TK Wright says, the Asian man kept cooking and male customers just saying, oh, when the dude was hitting her. Mm-hmm. Carol says, the child appeared to be well acquainted with handling a firearm. Mm-hmm. BDB says, the cooks in the kitchen made me sick. Carol Chamberlain says, it may not have been his first time shooting a weapon. He seemed comfortable doing it. Vita says, the establishment needs to be addressed in a matter that makes sense. As well, they could have done something.
Yep.
Vita also says, now that the 14-year-old has to live with the blood stains on him for life. This is black on black crime. This is black people cheering on the elimination of another black person. That's what we got. That's what we have. And I don't know about y'all, but I got me a problem with that. You know, that's serious, serious, serious business. It's ugly, man. That there is ugly, ugly. That's ugly. That's ugly. Okay. Carol says, we are sometimes our worst enemy, sadly. All right, y'all. I hate to say it. We can't do this too much longer. We got to do these birthday shout-outs. And we may revisit this situation again at some point. Because this one here is nasty. This one is... All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 26th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Erica J. Darby turning 52 years old today, and Jessica Roman turning 39 years old today, and Dawn M. Turner, happy birthday to you. And Umi Jamar, my people's Umi Jamar, turning 61 years old today. And Dora Smith, happy birthday to you. And Alexandra Garcia, happy birthday to you. And Monique Nicole, happy birthday to you. And Magali Jean, turning 34 years old today. And Marie Valera, happy birthday to you. And Ogechi Kindness, turning 38 years old today. And Candace Heels, happy birthday to you. And Chucky Hilton, happy birthday to you. And Super DJ Terrell Clark, happy birthday to you. Last but not least, going all the way back to the 1989, a number, another summer. Get down! Sound of the funky drummer, my girl Monique Hendricks. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And this goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 26th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. We're going to turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, this story is not over. The mother and the son have been discharged of all crimes right now. They have had the charges dropped, and it looks like the internet won. But the internet has two sides to it, actually. The internet probably has like a million or billion sides to it. You know, everybody has their own opinion. And sometimes we are of the same opinion in many ways. But I think this story is going to grow longer and longer legs. And justice will be done. We're not used to our people committing crimes against each other, violent crimes against each other. And, you know, and the justice system just sort of looking the other way. You know, on TV and the movies, they say, well, you know, it never made the news. Nobody cares because it's black-on-black crime. Well, black-on-black crime makes the news all the time, if you ask me. I don't know about y'all news programs, but in the city of Philadelphia, that's all we see, black-on-black crime, black-on-black crime, black. We don't even know if it's black-on-black crime so much anymore. All we know is that it's crime. Shooting, killing, stabbing, hurt, accident. You know what I mean? People be... So... I don't want to defend any parties in this situation, but I'll say this. I would never involve my children in any type of adult affairs that involve violence. I would never do that. I wouldn't involve my children in any adult affairs that involved emotions. It's just not what I would do. And evidently, I'm different. I was raised different. And I'm thankful for the way that I was raised. But responsibility and irresponsibility is not the flavor of the day that I can defend. And I think that this mother acted very irresponsibly. And if she's happy with what happened in this whole scenario, sometimes, you know, you want what you get what you want, but you don't want what you got. And hopefully in this situation, she's not happy with the result, because when it all boils down to it, there's another black man dead on these streets. Now, you can say that he brought it to himself. But according to the video, I'm not so sure that he ordered that Amazon package. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go-Get-Emism show. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to this show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. And I enjoyed broadcasting it. I just didn't enjoy the details of it. So we'll be back tomorrow. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. One love to y'all, baby. Also, so Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.